Now, Sophie, you've put your head above the parapet, not a kilometre above the parapet, but let's move over to you. Now, Daniel sends a question. You often hear about males impressing females in the animal kingdom, like peacocks displaying lots of feathers, for example, or stags rutting. But do females also show off to attract males?
Okay, a lot of this relies on parental care, and it's down to the way in which male and female animals create their gametes, so their sex cells, their eggs and sperm. From the very start, a female animal has to invest a lot. They have to create a really nutritious egg from which the offspring will develop. Sperm is cheap, they're small, and they're really easy to make. So males can mate with multiple females, but for every female, that fertilisation is a real major decision. They've got to raise their offspring from scratch. So for the most part, they need to be really, really sure that the male that they're mating with is good quality. So the peacock has to prove his genetic quality to the female and she can make her choice. The stag has to fight and win that harem of females. There are some situations where the females care less about the offspring and the males provide more care. In those situations, we can get what's called sex role reversal, where the male is providing the care and they have to choose the female. In these cases, females have even evolved to be more colourful to advertise that they are worth investing in. So there are some birds that do this. Jacanas, which are a bird that creates a nest on water, and you can only fit 4 eggs in that, otherwise it will sink or they'll fall out. So from a female's perspective, the only way to have more offspring than 4 is to find another male. So she needs to have a mate, put him on a nest, and then move on and convince another male that she's worth investing in. You see this in some cold weather birds, so some Arctic waders such as phalaropes, where you can't have any more eggs because they'll get cold. But famously, we see this in seahorses and pipefish because the male carries the eggs. So he has to be absolutely sure that she's worth bearing those offspring with. And in those cases, the females have to advertise that they're good quality. So they often have the colours and they display these to the males in complex dances so that he knows, yes, you've got good genes and they're going to be good offspring. And yes, I will look after them for you.
Well, that's got to the bottom of that. Thank you, Sophie.